Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange.
You women folk are a powerful gender. I have joked about this for years, that the women of the world gang up every other week or so to discuss the trials and tribulations of the past week and to plan the torment of men for the next week. I call it the girl meeting. This is all, of course, in jest, but the reality is there has to be some kind of meeting. How else would my six-year-old have the ability to give me the look, air quotes, and two, have the ability to bat her beautiful blue eyes at her daddy and have daddy turn into a ball of mush? I'm not kidding. Is this like a genetic thing passed down from mother to daughter? Is this an ability that was started by a cavewoman so she wouldn't have to get up and stoke the fire in the ancestral cave?
Ugh, you fix fire.
Bat, 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 twinkle. Ugh looks over and goes, okay. Seriously, has it gone back that far that my daughter just knows that that's how you get things done with a man? Or is it learned at the aforementioned girl meeting? Is this a skill that's taught? Because if it is, ladies, please always use your power for good and not evil. I'll give you the perfect example. Homework the other night. She's six, so after a while we have a tendency to get, well, shall we say, a little squirrely. So Daddy Bear, that's what she calls me, Daddy Bear had to get a little gruff. One snort from dear old dad and right back on track. And then it happened. She flipped it on me. Out of the blue, bam, there it was. The look I'd seen so many other times. The look that makes men, no matter what the age, go, okay, dur-dur-dur-dur. It caught me off guard. I was frozen, and for that half second or so, it almost worked. I was milliseconds from telling her to just put her stuff up and we'd call it a night. But then it dawned on me. That's exactly what she wanted me to do. I was getting played by a six-year-old. It was like I was in high school all over again, getting sucked into doing some crappy thing that I didn't want to do, but I was going to do it anyway, and I didn't know why. So I'm on to you, ladies. I know the secret. Your womanly wilds will not work on me until the next girl meeting anyway. And then you switch things up on us guys, and we'll be right back to doing the stuff that we didn't want to do in the first place, but we're going to do it anyway, and we have no idea why.
And that is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. They do sell gold and silver bullion. They, of course, have jewelry, hence the name. And they will do a little horse trading with you. If you've got something that you may not know what the value is from, let's say, an heirloom that's been handed down, or maybe a gift that you no longer want, they'll assess that for you. And you can trade for what's in the store or take cash money. To find out all their services, including custom jewelry, just go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, or you can go see them in person. They're on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, just down from IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you very much for listening.